I want to bring Christian greetings to each one this morning. It's been a pleasure to be here. It's been such a blessing, our Sunday school hour and the thoughts that Brother Jerry shared this morning, as well as the songs that we sang. It's been good. Somebody already commented about the weather being beautiful. I think that that's probably no better word to describe it, unless you just say it's gorgeous or something like that. But what why is spring beautiful? You know, new life. Okay. You know, that's a good word, isn't it? New life. Every cold day of December and January this year, I told people that complained about it, I said, it's okay, it's time to be cold. April's coming. And April came and it was still cold. You know, I think the appreciation of a long-awaited spring is actually helps make it more beautiful. I'd like to think about the word beautiful. It's only listed four times in the New Testament. And yet we love that word. It's beautiful. Two times it's listed about something that man built that was beautiful. One time it's about something that man built that maybe is not so beautiful. And another time it's something that we don't even think about that's beautiful. So what are those times? Anybody tell me? Any one of the four. What is beautiful? Feet. Beautiful feet. Who would have thought? I said one time that people don't take pictures of people's feet, they take pictures of their faces, and very soon after that I saw this ring of feet that somebody took pictures of. You know, I didn't know they did that. So I can't say that anymore. I thought they only took pictures of faces, but I see people take pictures of feet. But the Bible says that beautiful feet are the ones that carry the gospel. And it refers to that in the Old Testament as well. It's one thing that's beautiful. Okay? I'll talk more about that a little bit later. But what else is beautiful? In Acts chapter 3, we have the story of the lame man that sat at the beautiful gate of the temple. And twice in that chapter, it refers to the gate, beautiful. And that was a name that was given the gate. And it's interesting because when this temple was built, Solomon's temple was magnificent. But when the second temple was built, it said some of the old men cried because it was not to be compared to Solomon's temple. It was not nearly as beautiful. And yet, it had the name. The gate was called Beautiful. But there was a beautiful experience there. Here was this lame man that had been there for a long, long time. And Peter and John came to the temple to pray. And he asked an alms for them, and they gave him something more beautiful than alms. They gave him the ability to walk. And more than that, it says he was walking and leaping and praising God. I love that story of the man at the beautiful gate. One more thing that's called beautiful in the New Testament. It refers to it as beautiful. Does anybody know what that is? The sepulchers. Jesus said that he was denouncing the scribes and Pharisees, and he said, you are painted white that look beautiful on the outside, but inside it's just full of dead man's bones. Now that's a completely different kind of beautiful. It really isn't beautiful. It's just a cavern that's hidden. But It's just completely opposite of what true beauty is. You know, I like to look across the hills of the Ozarks and see all the different colors of green this time of year. It's just beautiful. You just see all these different colors in the oak trees that were bare for so long, and I love to see trees. But now they're just pushing out these brand new leaves, and it's just beautiful. These leaves they've got the shape of things to come. They've got their little curls in them, and they're just tiny, but they're going to get bigger. And this fall, we're going to lament the fact that there's so many leaves to rake and blow and burn. But right now, they're beautiful. And it's a sign of life. It's a sign that these trees are connected. Every little finger of root is connected to some fertile soil down underneath, and it's bringing it up. And it's evidence of life. And so how is it in our life? The Bible says that the righteous man is like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. And that tree that is planted by the river has roots that go down and encircle every droplet of water. And it actually literally sends that water to through the tree, through these tiny straws, and it gives life to the tree, and it leaves happen, and we see them. And as beautiful as leaves are, I have yet to see somebody just take a bouquet of leaves and put it in the house as a piece of beauty. We look at it out there as a piece of beauty. You know, just it's there. It happens. We take it for granted sometimes, but it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. And so it is when we see a person doing the right things, living for Jesus, and their life is beautiful. It's just beautiful. Jesus said that in our Sunday school lesson today, he said that that he is the shepherd of the sheep, and the sheep hear his voice, and they follow him. And I have to think of the relationship that is so important in following Christ, the beautiful. The life that we have comes from the life that He gives, and it expresses itself in ways that we can see. You know, in springtime, one of the things that happen is that the days get longer, and the light and the warmth work to make this life that was there, it was under the scenes there, behind, it was underground, it was there, but it we didn't see it. But when light and warmth and moisture come together, it makes this life evident. And it's very much that way in a Christian life too. When there is light and warmth and moisture, the water of life, when those things come together, there is life. And if it isn't, if it's just the same as it always was, that tree is dead. A dead tree in the wintertime is hard to pick out for me, because all trees look like that. But somebody that's really an expert, he can look at a tree and he can say whether that tree is dead or not. Now, if the bark has fallen off, obviously, it's dead. But a tree can look bare and be alive. But in the springtime, there's no doubt. The springtime, there's no doubt which trees are dead and which ones are alive. And, you know, that's the way it is for us, too. We have a hard time. We're like a forest sometimes. And as we look at people, we can't tell if they're alive or not, necessarily, but God can. We look at a forest in the wintertime, and we can't really see, but God does. And so that life that he sees flowing in his people is just as beautiful to him as what the trees are for us, for me, in the springtime. When we see that life being exhibited, we say it's beautiful. It's not just there for beauty. It's there for purpose. We will enjoy the benefit of shade. We will enjoy the benefit of fruit as time goes on. And even the oak trees, they'll drop their acorns and they'll be food for deer and squirrels and whatever else eats acorns. And it'll be a beautiful thing. And we get to benefit from some of that down the line. And so it is in our Christian life. There we are beneficiaries in a lot of ways, more ways than we can enumerate. But I'd like to just say that those that carry the gospel, those that are living examples of Christ's life in us, are beautiful. And I know that goes for many people. So Lord bless you as we serve the Lord in this beautiful time of year. Let's come before the Lord in prayer.